G'day, it's Blandy from the Triple M Big Breakfast. Another Triple M Big Breakfast podcast is upon us. Just a reminder too, the Triple M Secret Sound, thanks to Wine Bay Motor Group, gives you the chance to score quite a considerable amount of money each weekday morning. Here's our sound. Yeah, good luck with that.
Blandy for breakfast, only on Triple M. Hit subscribe now.
Blandy's bad dad jokes.
And stop it!
Derek, good morning.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Good. What do you got?
Oh, I just thought I'd let you know that I really love bad jokes about eyes. The cornier, the better.
Thank you for that one. Derek, you have a good day, mate. Bye. Kevy, good morning again.
Good morning, Miss Bland. How you going now?
Good, mate. I haven't heard from you for a while for bad dad gags.
Yeah, I've been sort of preoccupied.
Okay, you've been keeping them up your sleeve, of course, for your
saving them up.
One-night-only performance. Now, Kev, hit us with your rhythm stick. What do you got?
Why did the cannibal leave town?
Why did the cannibal leave town, Kevy?
Because he had a gutful of his mother-in-law. hey, what's the difference between in-laws and outlaws?
Oh, go on, what?
Outlaws are wanted.
Oh, geez, enough. He's turning this into a whole routine. Kevy, I've got to stop you there.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for that, mate. You have a great day.
You too. Have a good one.
And from the Granville Butchery, Eli, good morning.
Morning.
Of course, you do sponsor the segment, so what happens here? Do you win a $50 meat voucher from your own shop?
I'm not too sure, honestly. If I win, I win, I guess.
No, we'll see what happens. But Eli, more importantly, you've got a gag for me.
Yep.
What do you got?
Who can drink 5 litres of petrol?
Who can drink 5 litres of petrol, Eli?
Jerry can.
Jerry can. Lovely play on words. That is a true bad dad gag. And Eli, enjoy your day at the Granville Butchery.
What else has been happening this week with Blandy on Triple M Fraser Coast?
Triple M, as we head out to the Institute, it is Professor Smartasser.
Good morning. I had a bad mix-up at the mall yesterday. The cashier said, strip down facing me. Apparently she was referring to my credit card.
Why is it so?
That was wild. Let's get down to it. Let's find out what else Blandy's been up to.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Big Breakfast with Blandy wants to know what makes your day.
Dave-o, the Englishman, good morning.
Good morning, Blandy. How are you?
I'm all right. I've just got you down as Dave-O the Englishman. I don't know why. I probably don't need the latter, do I?
Well, it's true.
It is true. How long have you been in Australia, Dave-O?
Oh, about 35 years now.
Oh, well, you're just about an Aussie, are you?
Well, I've been de-pommed.
Have you been de-pommed? My next question was the English cricket team is coming out for the Ashes in a matter of weeks' time. Who will you be going for?
Nobody, because I think cricket's the worst game on the planet.
Oh, really? That's coming from an Englishman. Oh, Dave.
That's coming from an Englishman.
Oh, Dave.
Now, if it was tennis, now that would be a different matter.
But hold on, there's cricket fans out there who have grabbed the shovel. Oh, and they've given it to you. Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, lovely.
Look, I'm here to ask, or you rung into a... Tell me what makes your day.
What makes my day is... I'm a driver for community services. What makes my day is when one of our lovely clients turns around and says, thank you very much. That was a very pleasant drive and a wonderful morning.
Isn't that great? And, you know, in all seriousness, it is the small things, isn't it, that really touch us?
It definitely is, honestly. What it takes is for someone to turn around and say, thank you.
Yeah, it's not that hard to do, is it? But it does have a lasting impact on people. Mate, thank you for sharing that with us this morning. I'll put you into the draw for the Cheesecake Shop and Granville Butchery voucher.
Thank you, sir. That's very kind of you. And awesome to talk to you, Andrew.
He's different, but he's ours. Blandy on Triple M Fraser Coast.
The Big Breakfast with Blandy's. What are you streaming?
Kev, what are you streaming?
Mate, I'm streaming Hemlock Grove on Netflix.
Hemlock Grove. Tell us what it's about. Why should we be watching it? What do you like?
Mate, it's a new twist on the vampire werewolf sort of show. Mm. And it's just got so many twists and turns in it. When you think you've finally got it all worked out and who's who, you go, oh, didn't see that coming. And then, yeah, and it's very adult entertaining too.
Okay. Is it scary, yeah. Obviously?
It has its moment. I like scary movies, so it takes a lot to scare me. But, yeah, some people might get a bit of a chill up the back from it.
Hey, Kev.
Yeah? Yeah.
Boo! Did I get you? No? Oh, good. Okay. Now, the challenge was there. Tell us, is it werewolves, is it vampires, is it both?
Yeah, it's both. It's both of them challenging each other for power and land and everything like that in the West Side. But it's got like this gypsy sort of twist to it as well. Your gypsies are sort of one race of vampires and werewolves, mm-hmm. and then there's the good people that live in the city, and they've got werewolves and vampires going about their daily businesses and everything like that, and the power struggle between the two of them.
7.1.
9 out of 10.
Well, 7.1, it gets an IMDb, which is okay. Secrets are just part of the daily life in the small Pennsylvania town of Hemlock Grove, where the darkest evils hide in plain sight. I'm going to write that one down. Hemlock Grove. Thanks, Kevy.
Not a problem. Enjoy the movie. Yeah, enjoy the show.
Subscribe now and stay up to date. Blandy on Triple M Fraser Coast.
Blandy's Big Breakfast with Blandy's Early Morning Brain Teaser.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
Tony from Hervey Bay, good morning.
Oh, how are you?
Yeah, look, I'm well, thanks, mate. Tone, what has a bottom at the top?
Hourglass.
An hourglass? A bottom at the top. Oh.
Yeah, well, you turn it around, don't you?
You do.
The ball.
Bottom at the top, turn it round. Oh, look, I tell you, I'm feeling generous. I'll give it to you. It's not the answer I've got, though. I've got your legs.
Which one?
Your legs.
Your legs? Oh, right.
Oh, yes.
Hey. Oh, this hourglass, because you have to turn it upside down. Yeah, it's always the bottom.
I tell you what, that is not a bad answer and has been accepted by the adjudicators here in the Big Breakfast. Well done to you, Tony.
Excellent.
Good,
thank you.
Good boy. Thanks, mate. Thank you. Colleen, you're back.
Yeah.
Okay, come on. What is a bottom at the top, Colleen?
One of the bubbles, like your honey or even your squeezy Vegemite. You got to flip the top to squeeze it out the bottom.
But still at the top, isn't it? Then you just turn it over. It's a bit. I just had young Tony from Hervey Bay say it was an hourglass. I gave it to him because I'm feeling generous this morning. I don't know why. See, what are you telling me? A thing of honey that you turn up. I'm going to have to be cruel,
yeah,
Colleen.
Your squeeze bottle.
Yeah. Look, I do apologise. But what about your legs? That has a bottom at the top, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Very good. He needs to get out some more.
Wiggle it just a little bit, Colleen. You have a great day.
Yeah.
See ya.
You
bye.
Too. Bye.
And Daniel Barnes was a man. He was a big man. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Blandy. How are you today?
I am all right. Thank you, Daniel. Now, what has a bottom at the top, Dan?
That would be anyone that's climbed Mount Everest.
What do you mean?
Well, everyone's got a bottom, so if they've climbed up to the top of Mount Everest, they're at the top, aren't they?
I tell you what, in a roundabout sort of really twisted, bent way, you've sort of got it this morning. I've got legs as the answer.
Oh, legs.
What has a bottom at the top? Legs. Yes.
Sounds good. Do I get a gold star?
Oh, yeah, no, I've got a couple here. Actually, I'll give you two.
Thanks, mate.
Good boy, Dan. You behave yourself.
And I'll look after me tush.
Do that. Thank you.
That's it for now. Catch Blandy weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Triple M Fraser Coast, or subscribe here to get all the best bits.